Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show. Final segment coming up here. We're going to talk a little bit about varmint hunting.
You know it.
It's coyote season. You're on your way out a little bit later going shoot some varmints, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to try to. We're going to try to call them in and get them. We got lots of them on the farm right now, so we're going to get out there and see if we can pop a couple of yotes.
This segment.
It's yote popping time.
Yote popping time. This segment brought to you by Williams Gun Sight Company.
That's right. Right at 7389 Lapeer Road in Davison, Michigan. Been a sponsor of the show from day one, so we've got like 12 years of sponsorships with us. They're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week, and you just can't beat them. It's a wonderful store. They've grown into a 25,000-square-foot showroom, indoor ranges, outdoor ranges. They are Williams Gun Sight on the range since 1926, so we're almost at that 100-year point. And whenever somebody's been around for 100 years, they're doing something right, aren't they? Well, Brian and the whole team are great, and we're so glad to have them as the whole team, and I mean that. They are a team of people wanting to bring you the very best in guns and in service. They have a gunsmith department that's phenomenal, and Brian wanted to make sure that you knew that it was the Michigan State Grand Prix Canine Predator Calling Championship, the 7th anniversary coming up. February 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, and it's always a huge deal. Last year, I don't remember how many. It was like over 200 dogs got brought in, I think. It was just a huge, and the weather was rough. It was a weird year last year. This year, with this cold snap, it's going to be interesting, but for the next couple weeks, sounds like it might mellow into some decent hunting weather. Like I said, we're going to be out later today, but it is time. So you can go. If you go by the store, you can register. There's a QR code to register and follow the code and the whole registration process to get in on it. So you can also be registered for the Grand Prix Predator Calling Championship. So you got to call. You don't just go out and sit there and go, ho-hum, I hope a coyote comes in front of me.
I've been working on mine.
You have?
Yep.
How do you do it?
Here, come here, boy. Oh, who's a good boy?
Oh,
come
yeah.
here, boy.
You pat him behind the ears right before you.
Yep.
Before you polish him off.
Right. Yep.
Wow. Yep. He just showed me how he does it.
You think that'll work?
Here, boy. It might. If the coyote has a tag on it and it looks a little more like a German Shepherd, I don't think I'd shoot it. You might say, go home.
I could be the caller.
Go home. Yeah. Okay. You'd be a good caller.
Yeah.
I have electronic calls that squeal, mm-hmm. and they make all kinds of noise. And I've got one that sits out in a field, and it's got
their yips.
It's got a little furry tail that spins.
Oh, no, you
and
don't.
It's all controlled through my phone.
Really?
Yeah. And I've got electronic ones that are fun. I can put a turkey decoy out there half the time and get coyotes to come in on a turkey decoy.
Oh, yeah.
So depends on a lot of people coyote hunt, and they move a lot. They move from one site to another.
Yeah.
If they don't hear any coyotes, if they do their calling and none of them call back, they move to the next spot.
Yeah.
And we got a buddy that hits like 8 to 10 spots a night, and he travels all over the county.
That's like fishing.
It is. It's like checking out your fishing hole to see if they're biting.
If they're not there, then you got to go on to the next.
Depends on the moon. Depends on the mood.
Yeah.
Don't eat garlic. No, I'm kidding. You can have garlic if you want to, because you're going to shoot that coyote at probably some long yardage.
Yeah.
So that's, you just got to follow the rules. There's a lot of rules when you're night hunting in Michigan. So you got to be careful. Don't break any laws. If the game warden comes up, you know, I would open up my gun, then not touch it when he comes up, and have all your IDs and your license ready to prove to him that you are a legal coyote hunter, and do exactly what the officer tells you, you know, pretty much. So, but get out to Williams, be a part of the show. That'd be, or the Predator Calling Championship. Somebody's going to win, and there's some very, very nice prizes. So, follow the rules. You can probably go to WilliamsGunSight.com and link to it. I just got this a few minutes ago on my phone from Brian, and I will make sure that I get more information, even have it on our website, thegss.com, coming up soon. So I wanted to get, because coyote season, we just got done deer hunting. Now we're full swing coyote and small game. So we want to talk about some coyote guns that are available at Williams right now, used. I just picked out 5, and I'll quickly go over them and then move on to some other stuff. But I found a used, this is an AR-15, but it's a special one, Dan. You ever seen a movie Shooter?
No.
With What?
Marky Mark?
With Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Yeah.
Yeah. You never seen that movie?
I don't know.
It's right up there with John Wick, man. It's good.
Oh.
It's good. Anyways, he used in that movie, he used a Chi-Tac, a 408 Chi-Tac rifle. That was his long-range rifle. Very special rifle. Well, Chi-Tac is a very special company that makes a lot of really high-end guns.
Okay.
Well, they've got to use Chi-Tac. Now, this is not a coyote gun. That's not a, you know, he's shooting a mile at a can of Dinty Moore in that one. We're talking a Chi-Tac 5.56 AR-15. But it's a 16.5-inch barreled with a bipod, one mag, Vortex Strike Eagle scope. And they got that one for right about $1,500 right now at Williams.
But it's not a coyote gun?
Oh, it's a coyote gun.
Oh,
it's
it is
not
a coyote gun.
It's not the same gun he uses. It's the same brand.
Gotcha.
Okay, same brand. So that one gets a big wow, okay, because you don't
wow
see Chi-Tacs very often.
Uh-huh.
So go to Williams, check it out. You go to their Williams website. It's a little tricky right now getting to their used guns, but do it. Go to the williamsgunsite.com and click on used guns and go to the list. Now, here's a little different way of coyote hunting if you want to. I don't know if it's practical or not, but I brought it up. Kel-Tec makes the RDB, which is a very special 5.56, again, 223 basically, 5.56 bull pup rifle. So this thing is only about 30 inches long. Set up for a scope. It's got a sling. It's got a mag. And it's about $800. But it's a very short, compact package. I've got one. I like them a lot. They are a lot of fun to shoot. I've never hunted with it. I just like to shoot it because it's a lot of fun. They got a Mossberg Patriot. Now, Mossberg Patriots are great American-made rifles. This one happens to be in a 6.5 PRC, which is a precision rifle company, precision rifle cartridge. It is a smoking hot round. It is a super long-range round. And in that Mossberg Patriot, it's affordable. 24-inch fluted barrel, threaded muzzle. It's got a Nikon scope on it, so it's a beautiful package. And they got the price right about $600 on that one right now. And I say about because you do your deal with them. When you go in there and you see it, you can buy it online or you can go in the store. If you go in the store, you can talk to them and you know, see how you can put a whole package together, make your hunting trip exactly what you want it to be with a gun that fits you. So that Mossberg Patriot's probably the star of the day. That's a darn good one. But there's more. Wait, there's more. This is like an infomercial. Used Rossi. Now, I don't talk about Rossi guns very much, but this is a nice one. It's a 22 Magnum bolt action rifle, 21-inch barrel with a Simmons 3-9x32, one mag. It's affordable. It's a 22 Magnum. If you're hunting and you got a tight budget, it's a great way to do it, and it's only $275. So that's a plus right there. And if you want to spend a little more money and get something fancier and really push the limits of a cartridge, how about a Ruger? This is another used one, a Ruger 77/17. So it's a 17 HMR. So what they did there, Danny, was they took a 22 Magnum and they necked it down to 17 caliber. So it's the same size as a BB.
Oh yeah.
But it's a high powered rifle.
Oh.
Very fast, little tiny bullet. It will kill a coyote. You just got to hit them really good. And always with coyote hunting, remember you own that bullet. You got to hit them good. This one's stainless steel, bolt action, Model 77 Ruger, so it's a top-end rifle, 24-inch barrel. But this thing's got a thumb hole stock that's all very articulate in laminated woods. Big thumb hole, you put your thumb in the stock. It's got a high cheek rest. It's really a beautiful stock. It's got a very powerful BSA brand scope on it as well, and they want about $750 for this one. So it is, if you wanted an accurate varmint stopper, this would certainly be the gun. So lots of choices out there to get you out coyote hunting this year. Get it sighted in, get ready to go, get your confidence with it before you go out, and get your lighting system or your night vision and get ready to hunt. So and I want to tell you also, we got a gun show coming up. I've been talking about it for a few weeks now. February 16th, Shiawassee Conservation Association, a nonprofit organization I love to help, out on North M52, just north of Owosso, the 16th of February, mark your calendars, 9 to 4 p.m. It's 3 miles north of Owosso, so it's real easy. Buy, sell, trade. It's cheap admission, $5 to get in. It's basically a swap meet for hunters, but you'll love it. We'll be out there. We got a couple tables we'll be set up, and it's a great time to chew the fat, talk about guns, and with like-minded people, and some always good information out there on what's coming up at the club. And remember, when you can support these clubs that help kids, this club is very special to me. They even do that whole archery program for kids with Down syndrome. And they teach so many kids to shoot out there. It's wonderful. Wonderful to see these organizations pull together and make this stuff happen. So make sure you mark your calendars. Plan on being out there. You can go to my website, and there's a posting on my website as well for it, thegss.com. Remember, you can email me at shooter@thegss.com, and we'll see you out at that gun show. But in the meantime, we'll probably see you at Williams Gun Sight or somewhere.
Hey, when's the coyote calling competition again as well?
That one's February 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And that's
they're open 7 days a week from 10 to 6.
Yeah, and they'll have information right on the counter there for that contest. And, man, it's a big one. They do a great job at Williams of getting these organizations out there and teaching you that, you know, they're doing CPL classes there like 3 or 4 days a week now. Tons of good stuff happening at Williams Gun Sight. Get out there and check them out. You'll be glad you did.
Here, boy.
I go a couple times a week just to be.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Dan Praxson's call again.
Here, boy.
Give me
good
a
boy.
Give
good
me
boy.
A,
oh.
Good boy.
Hey, good
yeah, it's
boy.
Perfect.
Oh, good
perfect.
Boy.
Do you have a pet squirrel you could bring out? Maybe they could act like he's got a sore leg.
Oh, that's kind of drag the leg.
Yeah, drag the leg. If you can teach your squirrel to drag the leg, you'll get a coyote every time.
I like
it.
Just
a hint.
I like it.
You know? Yeah, I need
that's good advice.
That is good. I try, man. I try. It's not my first time around the block.
No. Hey, listen, it's not our first time around the block. We'll do it again.
Yeah, we will.
We'll come back next Saturday, 8 to 9. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. Your home for Ultimate Classic Rock. We'll turn you back over to that Ultimate Classic Rock right now.